Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout families, new Cub Scout leaders, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. It's time for Cub Chat Live. I'm Aaron, and I'm joined today by my good friend and fellow scout professional, Ryan. Ryan, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. It's Friday. What could be better?
It is Friday. I agree. Yes. Ryan is the project manager for a little thing that you guys might have heard of. It's called Scout Book. And I want to start us off by noting that Ryan was on with us maybe 6 or 7 months ago. He did a really informative show with Gina about Scout Book. It was kind of, I would describe it as Scout Book 101. Thank you, Brian, for throwing that URL up there. You can always go back and watch that show in case you're not familiar with Scout Book. We're going to talk about something maybe a little beyond Scout Book 101. Maybe this is Scout Book 102, Ryan. But to start us off, for the folks who don't know, maybe just give us an idea of, you know, what is Scout Book and what is your role with Scout Book?
So Scout Book is basically the unit management software that's available by Scouting America to packs, troops, crews, and ships for their to organize their calendar events, record advancement, communicate with one another. It's a good resource for them to just manage all their unit operations. And it's been in existence for a while. And right now we are in a big migration to Scout Book Plus.
And that's what a great transition to the topic of our show today, Scout Book. Ryan, it's almost like you've done this before. Quick shout out to Amanda from Pack 2886 in Virginia. Thank you for watching, Amanda. She's watching on Facebook. We've got quite a few folks watching on YouTube. We are live on YouTube now. Cowboy Bigfoot, love the name. Pack 104 is watching from Bakersfield. Hours from where Ryan and I are right now. All right, so we've established what Scout Book is, and there's a new thing. Brian, as the Ryan, as the project manager, very excited to talk today about Scout Book Plus. What does that mean, Ryan? Why are we moving from Scout Book to Scout Book Plus?
So Scout Book is built on an old classic ASPA. That, for folks that don't know, that's like an application service provider, which offers like application or a functionality over the internet. And it needs to be retired. It's old coding. It's hard to find developers for Scout Book due to its age. And Scout Book doesn't work with many of our APIs that we use for our other applications like My.Scouting. And just to educate users a little bit, an API is basically the logic that is behind the scenes that make our platforms work. And APIs can be shared across platforms, which can make our development more efficient. For instance, we have an API that we use for posting rank advancement to the database. And that API can be used for Cub Masters to input rank advancement in Scout Book Plus, but also can be used for registrars to post advancement in My.Scouting as well. So this way, the logic doesn't have to be recreated from platform to platform.
As you guys, in case you couldn't tell already, Ryan's a lot smarter than I am, and that's why he's the project manager of Scout Book and Scout Book Plus, and I'm just hosting a weekly show about Cub Scouts. But boy, we've got a lot of folks watching in the comments. Shout out to Mansfield Cub Scout Pack 1993. First time tuning in live. Man, welcome to the show. Thank you guys for watching. It's a good time to remind folks that if you don't watch us live, you can watch us as a podcast. You can go back through our archives and watch us on YouTube or Facebook or whatever it is. What's up, Elizabeth from Minnesota? Ashton, thank you for tuning in. And Hillary, thank you for watching. Appreciate that very, very much. Okay, Ryan, so we've talked a little bit about Scout Book, Scout Book Plus. Can you give us a little bit of an idea, sort of a behind-the-scenes look at what's sort of been migrated? Again, guys. Ryan's a professional. And by the way, it's interesting that we're talking about technology today. We were talking before we started here. It's an interesting day in the world of technology. For those of you who have been following the news, maybe you were affected by a rather interesting bit of technology. If you don't know what CrowdStrike is, I had heard of it before today, Ryan, but I now know more about it for all the wrong reasons, right? So it's kind of an interesting example of what can go right and what can go not so right with technology. How is it going so far with the migration to Scoutbook Plus? Give us an update and how it's been going so far.
It's going well. I empathize for people out there that were struck by CrowdStrike. Hopefully they get that resolved. But technology allows us to do some pretty great things, but also if one little thing goes wrong, that sometimes it can affect a lot of things down the line. But what people should be noticing is when they are in Scoutbook, that when they click some things in Scoutbook, that they are redirected over to Scoutbook Plus. The biggest items of note I think people have noticed is when they click their profile to update their profile or click the calendar, that they are going over to Scoutbook Plus. And now on June 1st, the new Cub Scout program. And essentially, folks, what we're trying to do here is like we're trying to drive a car, Scoutbook, and then we're building and driving another car, Scoutbook Plus, and trying to transfer passengers over to the new car. And it's a little bit difficult. We're also wanting to make sure that we don't devote a lot of our resources to Scoutbook, a platform that we're going to retire, that we're really trying to devote those resources over to Scoutbook Plus. And so we've been primarily focused on, you know, just transferring the functionality that exists in Scoutbook over to Scoutbook Plus, and then we can go and retire Scoutbook as quickly as possible. But when opportunities arise, we do add a couple of enhancements. For instance, in the case of Calendar, you couldn't do recurring events with just within Scoutbook. So we added recurring events so that way people didn't have to go and replug in a committee meeting or a unit meeting over and over and over again, that there was a recurring event functionality, that there is an HTML a way to go and enter your event description so that reminders came out. It would have the text in bold or italics and those kinds of items. So in Scoutbook, you kind of actually had to be a little bit of a code editor to go and do those things. That's a little bit easier over in Scoutbook Plus. And then we connected activity logs to events, which was a long time request out there in the field, to make that a little bit smoother as possible. Now, sometimes when we're trying to put the migration together, we're a little hamstrung until we totally cut Scoutbook off. And we had a little bit of a hiccup over in the reminder functionality. But I think, you know, we really do monitor the discussion forums is when people go and report any issues or bugs or things like that, we try to get on that right away. So folks are seeing the migration. They're seeing the clicking and over into Scoutbook Plus. And like I said, where we can add those enhancements that people have been clamoring for, we do so. The big thing that we're really trying to focus on is to close out Scoutbook, move over to Scoutbook Plus, and then basically work with the platform that we know is going to last a long time.
I want to say hello real quick to our good friend Rusty. Good to see you as always, sir. Shout out to Rob, who's watching. Rob says CrowdStrike is a bad word around here right now. Yeah, I get you, Rob. Wendy has done something very interesting that I think Wendy does on this show. She tags friends in the comments, which is great. That's a great idea. If you know anybody who might be interested in this, tag a friend for sure. I want to address Carrie's question. Carrie asks, will we be automatically transferred? I think the answer is yes, right, Ryan? Users don't really have to do anything different. They will just notice, like you said, that certain functions are already Scoutbook Plus, and eventually everything will be. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah. We don't want to make people believe, and there was a little bit of a nasty rumor out there that Scoutbook was going away when you use the word retired. No, the better term is it's being migrated over into Scoutbook Plus. So that functionality that you see in Scoutbook, users aren't going to have to, you know, log in anywhere or do anything different. It's just when they're in the platform, they're going to see some redirection. And then at some point, all that functionality will be in Scoutbook Plus, and users will just basically, by clicking Scoutbook, go there directly.
Yeah, and Ryan, I'll post a link to the, you mentioned the forums, Ryan, that you said that you monitor, you guys and you and your team monitor. Rob posted a helpful link to that in the comments. I love the analogy of, like, it's like everyone's driving a car. You guys are building a separate car, and you're kind of slowly, it looks easy in the movies when they do that, when they go from one car or the other, but it's not that easy in real life. So appreciate that. Where can folks go to find help, Ryan, if they're looking for help with Scoutbook Plus?
Well, yeah, I'm going to, if we can advance the slide, when users go into Scoutbook Plus or directed there, we now at the upper portion of the website where you're looking at your roster, you'll see an area where you can easily click tutorials and see the latest improvements. We are quite literally updating Scoutbook Plus based on the feedback that we receive on the scouting discussion forums, essentially weekly, sometimes twice a week. I also want to note the screen that you're seeing there is from our development and testing environment. So you can see some items that are not necessarily in production yet, but you're kind of getting a sneak peek, like you see on the left, messaging, payment logs, merit badge counselor functionality. I'm really excited about when we get the messaging feature out there, because we plan to add the ability for units to easily format the messages that they send out, very similar to what we did in the calendar reminders with an HTML editor, so they don't have to go to coding school to go and do that. But also for them to be able to create groups. So like if you have an advancement group or you're just like an outdoor group within your unit, that those groups can be, you know, be created, and then you can go and communicate that with them through email messaging and such. And that capability isn't necessarily available in Scoutbook. So that's on the horizon. But again, if you're having difficulty or if there's something that you're noticing that isn't working just quite right, you know, post it to the discussion forums. I have to give out a shout out to our Scoutbook User Advisory Council, which is a number of volunteers that help us take in that feedback. A lot of the times, they're able to go and assist users with any difficulties that they might have. Some of it just is a learning curve in terms of learning a new system. And so they're able to go and assist users with that. But also they help report, troubleshoot, clue me into different issues that might be experienced out there in the field. And they are doing a wonderful job. And I'm very thankful for the work that they do. But I just want folks to understand that when you're giving us feedback, we have a mantra in scouting: feedback is a gift. We take that, and we absolutely work to incorporate the feedback into the work that we're doing.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Ryan. Appreciate it. Shout out to John from Pack 602, an assistant Cubmaster who's watching on YouTube. A lot of folks watching on YouTube today. Love to see that. Cowboy Bigfoot asks a question that may be on a lot of folks' mind and wants to know about the app, Ryan. What advice can we give to folks who are using the Scoutbook app?
So what we have is we have a QA team that is working on the app, and the app works a little bit differently than how Scoutbook Plus works on the web. And to be quite honest with you, we're having a couple of bug issues that we can't go in and push it out into production just yet. We do hope to have that done shortly. You know, and in the next week or two that it will be available. In the meantime, I really recommend users just go to Scoutbook Plus, and it is mobile responsive, and you can do, in fact, actually all the work that you would need to do on the app there and more. We don't have a leader functionality in the Scoutbook app. It really is just for youth and parents to record progress on an advancement. And that's it. But over in the Scoutbook Plus, and when you and it's mobile responsive, you get all the capability, including some of the leader functionality that doesn't exist in the app. But have no fear, we'll get the app up and running with the new program. But there has been, like I said, the app works a little bit differently, and we're trying to work through some of those issues.
Good advice. Speaking, the whole thing is optimized for a mobile web browser. So if you're having issues with the app, give it a shot on your mobile web browser. See how that works. Shout out.
And if I may, sometimes users have experience where they do put it into a mobile responsive and they're not seeing a little bit of some functionality. We're taking in that feedback too. For instance, we had a little bit of a difficulty with the Edit Den functionality and a couple of other items. We've taken in that feedback, and you should be seeing a greater mobile functionality for those that are just maybe looking at Scoutbook Plus on an iPad or a mobile device.
Very good. Shout out real quick to Gabby, Roscoe, and Kim, who have just joined our broadcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is a good opportunity to remind you guys that once we're done here, you can go back and watch the first 15 minutes or so if you're interested. We're talking about Scoutbook Plus today. Hillary does ask, I think, a good question. We maybe failed to mention this. How much does it cost for people to use Scoutbook, Ryan?
It costs nothing. It's included in your membership fee to the National Service Center, and we make it available to any and all units, any and all parents, any and all youth that are associated with the program.
Thank you very much. Another thing that has been happening, and you guys might have heard something about this, the Cub Scout program has undergone some rather significant updates that went live just about, 6, 7 weeks ago. Ryan, what can you tell us about the Cub Scout, the new program 2024 updates, and how that fits in with Scoutbook Plus?
Yeah, it's good to revisit that deployment of the 2024 Cub program. That was quite a tectonic shift in what we're doing. I really like the logic and what the Cub Scout program team put together. If you could go and put that slide up. So this is the what you would see as a unit leader looking at your roster, and you'll see that there's an area that we've pointed out here for unit bulk entry, and then mask the individual users. But if you click on an individual user's name, that's where you would go and get to the area where you would mark advancement for just an individual. What we've put together in bulk entry, if you could go and advance the slide. So if you were to click the bulk entry area, you will see over there on the left, we already go and restrict now those that are eligible for, say, the rank that you want to go and enter into the database. So if a kid is in, say, you know, the wolf den, you're not going to be able to go and be entering advancement for, bear, because bear is not the program that they are in. And so what we do here is we already do that filtering for you. And you are able to go and basically mark all those that, let's say you had a Saturday outing, you worked on the Bobcat adventure, you did maybe 4 requirements, you'll be able to go and click all 4 of those requirements and apply it to those that attended that meeting or that function. There was a little bit of a bug that we had upon launch that we've got fixed now, where it was only for some reason applying to the first scout in the list. That should be fixed now. So anybody who you were clicking to go and mark that advancement will be credited for that advancement, and they'll see that on their individual profile. So a really easy, smooth way to go and mark advancement for a den or a group within your Cub pack, and easily to go and do that advancement. And that same functionality, just a sneak peek, will be going up to the Scouts BSA and Venturing and Sea Scouts too. We're still working on a couple of items for that, those advancement pieces, but they will have a bulk entry as well. And then the individual entry, if we could go and advance the slide there. So this would be an individual that you would be looking at. That's if you would click that individual on the roster and you get a quick preview of what advancement they are working on and what they have earned in their current program. A little bit below, the slide doesn't show it, but it will also show you get access to what past advancement the youth has completed in this case, the Cub Scout program. And again, if you were to go and click, say, the Wolf rank, which is the program that this youth is on, if you want to go and advance the slide, since the 2024 program, it really is just all adventure-based, here also will restrict to those that are eligible. So if you're in, say, the Wolf rank, you're not able to go in, and Wolf Den, you're not going to be able to mark advancement for a program you're not actually in. Now, there is a caveat to that. So youth and parents can only add advancements to the program that they are in. So hopefully this will stop, I've heard in the field sometimes where you got an overzealous new family that's joined scouting and say they joined at the third grade level and they think they need to start marking in advancement for say lion and tiger and everything that came in before then. This will restrict them from doing that. The only exception is for leaders can enter adventures below where a current youth is at in case, you've advanced the den, you moved them from wolf to bear, but maybe there's an adventure that you didn't capture. So a leader will be able to go and say, add a wolf adventure, even though that youth is now in the bear program. But that's the only exception. And they can't work ahead, meaning the adult leader won't be able to put Weebelos advancement on a youth that hasn't even reached that level of the program. But they can go back in case, some bookkeeping is needed. But what's really cool about this is that as the youth are completing adventures, when they've completed all the six required adventures and the two elective adventures, it's automatically going to then mark the Cub Scout rank complete. And that's where I really like how the Cub program team has developed this as how they do advancements, because it's really simple and it's really streamlined. So all you need to do is just kind of work the program at the adventure level. And you're going to be in good shape. Now, if we can advance the slide one more, one other cool thing that I think users will go and appreciate is in Scoutbook, you'd mark a requirement off and you would move between slides and it was really clunky and difficult. Now, we have all requirements on one page and you can just basically mark them off one at a time without sliding from one page to another. And then also we have a really, really, really easy way. If you can advance the slide one more, if say you as a parent or you did a number of requirements, say on a Saturday, or the den did a number of requirements at a meeting or something like that, that you could do a quick entry that maybe is not necessarily at the unit level, but just you as an individual. You can use that quick entry feature and just mark a number of requirements, say you completed for an adventure all at one time. So we think users will be really receptive and appreciate some of the features and streamlining that we've done there for their advancement entry.
Excellent. Gavin is watching from Pineville, Louisiana, Gabby, it might surprise you. I used to be in Pineville quite often, just outside Alexandria, I believe. Let's see. Hillary helpfully points out a note on a blog called Aaron on Scouting that some of you may have heard of, in which we talked about Scout Book. There's a few different stories on that if you go to Aaron on Scouting and search for Scout Book. Brian asked a question, Ryan, that we could probably answer. What about awards, for example, the religious knots, things like that? Are those kind of things you can keep track of in Scout Book?
You can. Right now, we have not migrated the awards over into Scout Book Plus. That still is being retained in Scout Book right now. We do have a plan to move that over into Scout Book Plus. Awards kind of span multiple program levels, so Cub Scouts, Scouts BSA, and we kind of have to do that all at one time. And also, we're looking and working on making sure that those awards are the same awards that are in the Advancement Central. So we're making sure that everything gels correctly and together. So that's in the future. Right now, for any award work, continue to do that in Scout Book, not Scout Book Plus.
So yeah. There's still a way to do it. It just might not be in Scout Book Plus yet. Yep. I, as a recovering Cub Master, Ryan, it's been quite a few years. I had to print out these sheets of paper and check off boxes and things like that. You young whippersnappers today have it a lot easier. We've got just a few more minutes with Ryan, who is the project manager for Scout Book and Scout Book Plus. Ryan, there's a feature called Sort by Den in Scout Book Plus. What can you tell us about that?
This is going to be, I think, another nice feature for folks, and that is you can sort by den. There's an arrow showing where you can do that and basically manage your den. But one of the complaints, and if you go one more slide ahead, in Scout Book, if you promoted a den, say, from wolf to bear, and you did that, say, on accident, there was a lot of heartburn to undo that action. In Scout Book Plus, if you promote a den, say from tiger to wolf, and you did that accidentally, it is really easy to just move them back to the level that you want them to be in. And in Scout Book, you have almost had to, you know, delete the den, recreate the den, and put the whole thing back together. In Scout Book Plus, that's all fixed. So you can promote and demote the den, and this is for you leaders out there, easily. And don't worry if you make a mistake. Scout Book Plus has got your back on that, and you can undo that mistake easily and simply.
And then what about the process? I think for most dens, it's maybe near the end of the school year, or at the beginning of summer, where you promote a den, or maybe individual scouts. Maybe you could talk about that, Ryan.
So like if you need to go and add a scout to a den again, if you go back one slide where you have it in the den filtering right there, it's very easy to, you can see that there's, I don't know how clear you can see it from the view for your viewers, but there's an edit den button where you can go and add a youth to a den and move youth members around quite easily. And again, the promote feature basically, at the end of the year, you can promote everybody in the den really easily and move them up to the next level when they've graduated from the grade they are in.
Gabby asked a question that our editor Anthony has chimed in to answer on Facebook. Just to clarify that, Gabby, you know, in Scouts BSA, you can do that, but in Cub Scouts, you don't work on the next rank until you go into the next grade. So Scout Book prevents you from doing that, I think, right, Ryan? And which is a good thing because you're not supposed to do that anyway. So thank you for asking that question, though, Gabby. Thank you, Anthony, for providing an answer. Ryan, we touched on this earlier, but maybe you can expound on or reiterate a little bit more. Scout Book Mobile. Tell us about that and who's that for?
So again, that Scout Book mobile app really is just, it's almost like, if you can imagine like a youth handbook, okay, but in electronic form. So the youth can go and record the progress that they have done Say they've tied the square knot, or they've recited the scout law. They can say, hey, that's complete, which then is viewable by the adult in their unit, who can then approve that in Scout Book or Scout Book Plus. It is there's no unit management availability, and it really is just kind of a way for you to kind of track progress for themselves. A parent can go and record progress as well, but not necessarily do the type of unit management that we're talking about here. All that is over in Scout Book Plus.
Gotcha. This has been an excellent discussion, Ryan. Before we let you go, and again, we also touched on this earlier, you know, people often have questions, people have concerns, people might run into certain aspects of the program that don't work for them, talking about the Scout Book program. You know, obviously, anybody can go online and scream into the wilderness. You can go on social media. I'm sure there are Reddit forums you can go and scream into. If you want your voice to be heard, though, by the right people, there's one place to go. Ryan, can you tell us, you guys do follow that, right?
We do. You just go to that, go to the forums. Again, there's a link already in Scout Book Plus, and share your concerns or your feedback. A scout is helpful, and I see it all the time with users helping other users and doing it in a quick way. It is not uncommon that if you have a question or dealing with an issue on Sunday morning, that there are individuals that are active on the forums that are willing to go and help you. And if they can't help you, then they will mark that, and it gets to me and my team to go and address the issue that folks might be having. And we take it seriously. We understand. I'm an adult volunteer leader, serving as a committee chair in a troop, also as a chartered rep in a Cub Scout pack. And so, you know, there was that old hair club for men issue, mantra where, you know, I'm not just somebody that's advertising, I'm a member too. You know, I am impacted by the work that we do here, and want to make sure that it's the best for our adult volunteers that are giving their discretionary time to work with youth. So we really, really want to make these programs work. We don't want them to get in your way. We want them to go and enhance your ability to do the good things that you're doing. And so we work tirelessly to go and make that work. So please give us the feedback. We don't take it personally, but we will work and to make it work for you. We really, really do appreciate all the time and effort that our adult leaders are doing in the program and giving of their time. So just know that that's the spirit in which we are developing our platforms and products.
Yeah, I'd like to reiterate that. We do definitely appreciate the dedication and hard work of all of our adult leaders. Ryan and I know how it is because, as you said, we don't just work for the organization. We're customers as well. Real quick, thank you so much for joining us, Ryan. This is great. We got a few folks asking some other Scout Book type questions. Just want to remind everybody that Ryan was on our show 7 or 8 months ago. If I could get Behind the Scenes Brian to throw up that URL one more time before we let him go, you can go back and watch that discussion. Maybe just real quick, yes, you can use Scout Book as a communications tool. No, parents cannot enter advancements for their kids until they get actually into that rank in Cub Scouts. That's how Cub Scouts work. The program will not let you do that. And I mean, the program, meaning the Scout Book program, Scout Book Plus will not let you do that. Nor does the Cub Scout program want you to do that. So you see, it's a little synergy there. As a reminder, yeah, it's an interesting day to be talking about technology. I hope everybody's systems are up and running, considering what happened today, Google CrowdStrike, to understand how challenging these things are. I love the analogy. I'll leave our folks with that, Ryan. We got a bunch of people driving in a car down the highway, and we're slowly migrating them into another car that's also being driven down the highway at the same time. So it's an interesting process. All the functionality is there. Ryan and his team are working on any bugs and challenges as they go. We appreciate everybody's patience. Ryan, any final thoughts before we let you go?
No, we just want to build a Ferrari for folks.
I love
we
it.
We want to go fast. Yes. We're going to get
you know,
there.
That's another thing about technology, man. You know, every 2 or 3 years, what seems shiny and new no longer is shiny or new. So we're trying to stay on top of this. Ryan, appreciate all you do, and thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Aaron. Pleasure
Thank
to be
you
with
you. Thank you all for watching. As a reminder, you can listen to the show as a podcast if you're interested in doing that. In the meantime, we'll be back with another episode of Cub Chat Live next Friday. Cub Chat Mike will be joining us. We'll see you all then. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.